Let us now observe a group of religious families visiting each other.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Zubedi. I'm calling to inform you that you've not passed the English course you are taking at our college.
What? Who told you? It is impossible.
I understand that you're upset, but unfortunately, you have not passed.
But I saw the result yesterday on your website. I passed away.
Well, the website has your grade as an F.
Yes, F for fantastic.
You have not passed, but you are welcome to take the course again if you'd like.
I not need the course. Ma salama.
Oh, all right. Goodbye.
Wa
alaikum assalam. Thank you for joining the potluck lunch. It's really nice to see all of you.
Yes, it's a great way for our kids to get out.
And don't worry, I made the food especially mild for you. I know your Arab taste buds can't handle our spicy Khoja food.
It's good to put little spice in the meat. But the Khojas and Pakistanis put little meat in lots of spices.
You know, there was a story of a Hindu man living in India who reverted to Islam. Of the many things the Sheikh told him, one of the things he said was always begin your meal by saying Bismillah. If you don't say Bismillah, then Shaitan will join in with your in your meal with you. So the first day, man just became Muslim, he forgot to say Bismillah. Second day, again, he forgot to say Bismillah. And the third day, poor guy still forgot to say Bismillah. So on the fourth day, before he started his meal, a man approached him and said, please say Bismillah. So this man was shocked. He's like, wow, my Muslim brother is looking out for me. So he asked the man, who are you? The man replies, my name is Shaitan, and I have been eating with you for the past 3 days. Please, please say Bismillah. This spicy food is killing me. I can't take it
anymore. OMG, I love this song. It's so cool.
Mm-hmm. You're so right. I have watched this movie over 20 times. Love the idea of no one telling me how to be a good girl.
Elsa is so amazing. I want to be like her when I grow up. I have an Elsa bag, an Elsa pencil box, and even an Elsa blanket.
Cool.
Let it go, let it go. I can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the door. I don't care what they're gonna say. Let the storm rage on.
The cold never bothered me anyways.
It's time to see what I can do. To test the limits and break through. No rights, no wrongs, no rules for me.
I'm free!
Let it go, let it go, and I'll rise like the break of dawn. Let it go, let it go, that perfect girl is gone.
No rights, no wrongs, no rules for me. No rights, no wrongs, no rules for me.
I'm free!
I'm free!
I'm free!
I'm free!
Sisters, what are the kids watching?
Oh, I'm not sure. It's one of those really cute Disney movies.
Yeah, I think it's a movie called Snow or Ice or something like that.
Oh.
You mean Frozen?
Yes, yes, that one.
My daughter loves that movie.
Mine too.
She's seen it at least 20 times.
But sisters,
Do you realize the core concepts in this movie? Coming out of the closet, the concept that nobody should tell me how to be a good girl, nobody should tell me between right and wrong, and I'm going to do exactly as I want. This message encourages our children to act without any concept of right or wrong, halal or haram.
Really? Aren't you being a little bit overdramatic? I mean, after all, it's just a children's movie. I don't think there are any bad scenes in it.
It's not only about the bad scenes. I do think Farah has a point. If we want our children to idealize role models that have no concepts between right and wrong, then how can we tell them to learn about the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, about halal and haram?
I agree, but our children have to live in this society. They have to integrate and be normal.
Yes, of course they have to live in this society. But it's important to remember that they can interact with others as leaders or as followers. We must have respect and tolerance and deal with everyone with the best of manners. However, this should not translate into the loss of our own values and identity.
Yes, what does normal even mean? If we want our children to be leaders, they have to learn to do things right and not to follow the majority blindly.
You know, the Quran calls a Muslim a seed of Islam. A dead seed will integrate into its environment so much so that it becomes completely indistinguishable. But a seed that is alive will absorb the nutrients, protect against toxins, and grow into a tree that provides shade, fruit, and many other benefits to the larger environment.
I guess you're right. Let's go talk to the girls.
So, girls, how was the movie?
I absolutely loved it. Do you know that Disney got together the best team possible for this movie and created this masterpiece? The Frozen song is the most popular song in history.
No rights, no wrongs, no rules for me. I'm free!
But, girls, do you realize that when we do exactly what we want, we actually become a slave to our desires? And being a slave to our desires isn't true freedom. True freedom only comes through the submission to Allah.
But what's wrong with doing what we want?
Yes, of course, I know. Freedom is a great thing indeed. But do we want to take the definition of freedom from Hollywood or from our Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam? We must have the intellectual capacity to understand this concept properly.
But what's the difference? Freedom is freedom. I should be free to do whatever I want.
Really? So do you think you should be free to drive at 200 kilometers per hour on the road? Or to be free to consume heroin? Or be free to kill someone or commit suicide?
Of course not. That would be harmful for us and the people around us as well.
So you're okay with letting go of this so-called freedom in favor of man-made rules that protect the individual and the society? My dear children, our Lord, through his infinite love and mercy for us, has defined things that harm us and those around us as haram. He has showed us the path towards perfection. When you submit to Allah, you attain true freedom. You become free from fear and greed. You become free from submitting to others. You become free from wanting to be like the majority. You become free from trying to fit in. You become free from worrying about how you look and what others think about you. But most importantly, you become free from fulfilling your desires in a manner that harms you and those around you. Only a free person can truly say Labbaik Ya Hussein, and work towards furthering the mission of our beloved Imam.
Wow, I never thought of freedom that way.
I guess you're right. I understand now that the media wrongfully portrays being a slave of your desires as being free. It promotes consumerism and results in profits for only a few individuals.
Yeah, I think they also propagate it because a person who is a slave of her desires is easy to distract, control, and rule. Now I understand what Imam Hussein alayhi salam meant when he said that if you don't believe in religion or the Day of Judgment, at least be a free person in this world.
Thank you, Auntie. That was really eye-opening.